Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 3rd and the whole week ahead. Well, there's so much going on now around the sign of Aquarius that it may come as a little bit of a disappointment to you that I'm going to say to you, stay in the background. Keep yourself to yourself. But don't let it be, because it gives you thinking time. And today in particular is very good if you're a Pisces on a mission. This is the perfect time to get your ambitions lined up, because soon you'll have to go after them. Here's your Sunday stars. Now, yesterday I talked about ambition, and as a Pisces, this is an important time for you now to consider what you want to do, not just next, but in the new year. You may already be involved in something that you wish to further and progress. Or it may mean a complete and utter change is what you want. Either way, the way you look at things now is extremely important for you to push ahead and gain the things that you want to go after. And here's your Monday stars. Your ruling planet Jupiter is beautifully disposed to the Moon and Mars, which is very, very good at a number of things. I think, and you might not know it yet, and in fact, between now and next October, there is money that's going to come to you because somebody else's misfortune is your good fortune. Now, don't feel guilty about it, but something, it could be a possession, it could be an acquisition, it could be money, but something's coming your way. Here's your Tuesday stars. The Moon's in your sign now and linked to Neptune, your modern ruler. And throw Mercury in, what a lovely time to write to people, to get in touch, send emails, make phone calls. There are certain things that you want to do. This is more humanitarian and altruistic stuff. So this is about you following a principle, following something that's important to you. Your scruples are held up. Follow your conscience. It's good. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, Venus is going to move into the sign of Aquarius, and that's your 12th house. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because it means over the next few weeks, and I said this at the beginning of the week, you need to find time for yourself. But I also think you've got a secret admirer. There's somebody out there, you might not even know their name, but they have feelings for you. And I think between now and probably your birthday, or will be revealed. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, with the Moon now in the sign of Aries, there's a lot to do with money now. You might want to buy things, you might want to invest in something, but the bottom line should be beauty. Buy something where you feel that you're gonna make something from it or benefit from whatever you purchase. I want to be very careful, by the way, of buying something where there's no guarantees. It's important that you have that protection. And here's your Friday stars, well, the Sun and Jupiter, how beautifully linked they are together, just absolutely fantastic. Your ruling planet Jupiter links to the Sun, and this is more about the Piscean who really wants to go places, because now is the perfect time for you to set yourself a target or a goal, because the more career-minded or ambitious you are, the more likely you'll see your star rise. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.